One of my favorite subjects of Mother's Day was also one of my mom's favorite passages in the Bible. It's located in Proverbs 31. Amen. I probably spoke on it before, but it's something that is just, it means so much to me to know that I had the right example for a good mother. Amen. It's Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Amen. The praises of a virtuous woman.
Amen. Amen.
All the mothers in here are truly virtuous women. Amen. I don't know about the men in here, but I'm glad we men.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad we don't have to go through the travails of giving birth.
Oh, be blessed, honey.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah.
There you go. I got amen and hallelujahs on that. Amen, amen. Men can take a lot of pain. You know, I can take a lot of pain, but there's some pain that I'm glad that I don't have to go through.
Exactly.
Amen. And childbirth is one of them. Amen. It's a beautiful thing to hear the cry of a newborn child. Amen. All we do is hear the cry after all the work is done. So, you know, I just give my ultimate praise to the women. Amen. For giving us the children. Amen. So, praises of a virtuous woman.
Yes.
Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. For her price is far beyond rubies. A good woman is better than all the money in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you got a good woman by your side, amen, you can do anything.
Amen.
Amen. If you have the bank of Rockefeller or any of them other rich guys, your money will soon run out. And then where will you be? Just by yourself, broke. But if you got a good woman, when all your money is gone, she's still there. She got your back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I've been there. I know, you know. So her price is far beyond any amount of money. Amen. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Amen. When you got a good woman, you don't need to be peeping over in the neighbor's yard.
All right.
All right, man. All right. You don't need to be looking at Sister Tasty. Because you got the best thing right here at home.
Amen.
And when they get 40, you don't need to trade them in for 220s.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. If you ain't careful, them 220s will put you in the grave. Okay, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Amen, amen. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Amen. Sometimes when the newborn is crying, we got to get up and go to work in the morning. The wife been working all day at home. Feeding you, washing your clothes, cooking your meals.
Yes.
She nudge you. Can you take care of it? Uh-oh. No, no.
Uh-oh.
We roll over on the cool side of the pillow and wait for her.
That's right.
Like, that's your job. Changing a baby? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's woman's work. That's the way we think. But Lord, I thank the Lord for them that are willing to work with their hands. Amen. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
With the way the price of food is today.
Oh boy.
I remember when my mom used to go shopping. We didn't go shopping every day. We went shopping maybe, I can remember going to town once a month. She had to get everything to supplement our meals. Now we raised our own chickens, we had our own eggs, we grew our own potatoes, we did a lot of our own vegetables and stuff. She canned stuff in the summertime, so we had all that stuff. But every once in a while, just to supplement what we had, she had to think of the whole month of getting food.
Yes.
But with the prices today, in them days, she could get a whole carload of groceries.
Oh, yeah.
For little bit of nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you go to the store today and you spend $100.
Two bags.
Maybe two bags.
Maybe two bags. Yeah, just like that.
You know,
that's right.
I remember the first time I sent Yubity to the store to get some stuff, you know, and gave us some money, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have some change coming back. She came back with a few bags, and I'm looking around. Okay, she got this, she got that.
Okay.
Where's my change?
For two items.
She showed me the receipt. At the bottom of the receipt, it had a few pennies change.
Ain't that
something? From then on, I said, I ain't got said nothing. Amen.
No.
They know how to shop. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. It says she raises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Amen. We fortunate now that we don't have. I know sometime my wife wishes she had a maid. Amen. She wishes she had people to help her out, but we don't. You know, we don't have people like that. We're not that fortunate. Amen. But she keeps us well fed. Amen. She keeps us healthy.
Yes.
Amen. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruits of her hand. She planteth a vineyard.
Yes.
Amen. She's very fruitful. She's very, like I say, thoughtful and just thinks ahead and
Amen.
Thinks of things, having a plan A, a plan B, a plan
yes.
C. You know, if things don't work out the way that we think they should, you know, us men, we just flustered. Oh, we want to give up. But women, they had a plan B, a plan C. If this don't work, let's try that. If that don't work, let's try this until it works. Amen. woman is a fantastic creation, amen. And verse 17 says, she girdeth her loin with strength and strengthens her arms, amen. She prevaileth, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night, amen. Even when she's tired, like they say, a man's job is from sun up to sundown, amen. But a woman's job is never done, amen. When the sun go down and the moon come up, she still got to be a mother, amen. Especially when the household is sick, everybody in the household is sick, she still got to be a mother, amen. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hands held the distaff, hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's the thing I love about this church, amen. Sister Carol, in particular, she is always thinking of the needy, amen. She been after me about let's go down to the bridge and give these people some food, amen, and just help out, amen. And that's just not her; it's just everybody in here, amen. Sister Linda has that heart, amen, to help where help is needed, amen. Sister Gloria, Sister Deborah, amen. They all have that. That I guess it's motherly instinct, amen, to take care of people, amen. And I thank the Lord this church has a lot of that, amen. It says, she makes herself coverings of tapestry, her clothes is silk and purple, amen. I can say of assurance looking out over the congregation today that everybody dresses appropriately in here, amen. Every woman dresses appropriately, amen. We don't have to go into asking somebody to put something over their legs because they sit down and they dress is up past they yeah. You know, can't bend over to pick up nothing because, you know, can't even sit down without,
right,
you know, being a distraction to service. Amen.
Right.
I thank the Lord because all the women in here, like I say, they are very well-dressed. Amen. And we really appreciate that.
Amen.
Her husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Amen. It's just like we were saying all about how that, you know, she's able to do different things to bring a you know, they some of them now have to go out, make the bacon, bring it home, fry it up in the pan, and serve it.
Oh,
amen. But you know, I thank God for a working wife. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for a working mother. Amen. My mother worked almost all my life. All I know was her working. Amen. She worked out in the cotton fields and the potato fields. I remember when I was a little kid we'd get up before the sun came up. Amen. I was feeding my grandkids some coffee, and I remember when they used to drink coffee and we had cups and saucers then, and they put a little bit in the saucer, amen, and I slurped that up, amen. I thought I was doing something. I had coffee. I had coffee. I felt like I could conquer the world. Then I'd go out, boy, I'd attack that cotton and them potatoes like it was. I was amped up. Amen. Off of that little saucer of coffee. Amen. I thank the Lord for a working mother who showed me what work was all about.
Amen.
And it just goes on to say that in verse 31 it says, "Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates." Amen. I always made sure on Mother's Day that I provided flowers for my mother, and all through the year, I always made it a point to tell her thank you for the things that she did for me.
Amen.
Amen. We should always give them their praises while they can hear them.
Amen.
She used to tell me, give them people flowers when they can smell them.
Amen.
And for the longest, I'd scratch my head. I was, what does that mean? And then one day she said, that means that you give people their due. Give them their praise while they can hear it. Because once they're dead, you can talk about them all you want. But they won't hear a word you're saying. Amen. So at this time, I thank all the mothers for being mothers.
Amen.
And for providing us with the things that we couldn't provide. Children. Amen. So... Amen. So let's stand and be dismissed. But I say unto one.
I
say unto all.
Watch.
Watch. Pray.
Pray.
And live holy.
Live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.